and people are gonna come for you too.
Leave the place where you are. Go to where the book is I told you about.
There's a door. Go into the room and hide in the closet.
You got that?
Yes.
Go now.
So, Brian, the movie guy, right out of the gate, I questioned the name of the movie. Instead of Taken 2, shouldn't it be Retaken?
Or Takener. I don't even know what that means. Yeah. You know what? I'm referring this movie as the greatest comedy of the year.
Uh-oh.
This thing is laugh out loud bad. I am a huge fan of the 2008 original. Kind of came out of nowhere. It was supposed to go direct to video. And then it just kind of blew up. I mean, it just has this kinetic, slick, raw, action-packed, over-the-top sensibility to it. And this one, Taken 2, simultaneously goes out of its way to not satisfy fans of the original and also bring absolutely nothing new to the table. It's uninspired, it's overproduced, and it's downright hilarious. It's a wannabe actioner that delivers on almost no fronts. I mean, there is action, but it's just so lazily executed that there were a number of people in the screening I was at that were, including myself, that were laughing throughout this thing. This movie has no specific set of filmmaking skills, but it will look for you, it will find you, and it will bore you to death. I'm giving Taken 2 an F.
Oh, my goodness. That's the first F in a long time.
Long time. Kind of feels good.
Oh, well, good. We only have about 30 seconds left, but I can't let you go without talking about Tim Burton's animated film, Frankenweenie, because it's fun to say. This revolves around a boy who brings his dog back to life.
You're alive. Sparky! You're alive! I can't believe it! You're alive!
Now, this has been in the making for, what, 30 years?
Yeah, something like that, kind of based off Tim Burton's childhood. He's back in top form. This is a black and white stop-motion animated tale. There's nothing really groundbreaking here. There's no real message other than boys love their dogs. But it is delightful, family-friendly, just wonderfully entertaining. It's a reminder that animated movies can and should be fun for all ages. It never gets too intense or scary. My 5-year-old didn't want to go because he thought the commercials were scary. I took my 7-year-old. He had a blast. He gives it an A-. It still has that Tim Burton kind of creep-happy, creature-heavy, darkly twisted vibe, but it's going to be a Halloween classic. I'm giving Frankenweenie a B+. Really, really a fun movie for the whole family.
Awesome. Thanks for checking in, Brian, the movie guy.